Our traffic report is saying, just about every traffic report, either Zane in the morning or Charlene in the afternoon, is saying Chapman's Peak Drive has been closed indefinitely. Donald Grant is the MEC for Transport. Indefinitely means you don't know when it will open again, Donald. I understand that, but what is the latest report that you've had about the repair work that needs to be done in order for it to reopen?
Well, good afternoon to you, John, and your listeners. I've been in conversation this afternoon with Entellini representatives. And obviously what happened with this rock fall is that approximately 15 cubes of rock came down on the Noordhoek end, causing significant damage to the two catch fences and the road surface. The prognosis at the moment is that they're saying indefinitely because obviously it's going to take some time. They've taken all the rock, the loose rock that was up at the top down. They'll be cleaning it up on Monday the 26th. There's a crane that's been ordered for Tuesday the 27th. And the repair, depending, because they've got to take the poles up first, and then they've got to strengthen those catch nets, because obviously safety is our first prerogative for the motorists using that toll road. And that could take, depending on weather breaks, because looking at the weather forecast next week, 4 days of rain are forecast. So we obviously can't work in those kind of conditions. But we're saying 2 to 3 weeks, best case scenario.
The idea of those catchment fences was that this should not happen. And are we entitled to say, well, they're not very good catchment fences if they break under some rock falls, which they are meant to prevent? Or not, they're not meant to prevent the rock falls, but they're meant to catch the rocks and either keep them there or bounce them over into the sea.
Well, I wish I could give your listeners the two pictured slides. I mean, we've had our abseilers up there. The specifications for that is designed to take a certain tonnage of rock, but that 15 cubes of rock that came down is more than 45 to 50 tons, and obviously you can't just build in that kind of, unless you've got massive, and that's why they're looking now to see what needs to be strengthened from a technical point of view in that catch net fencing.
And in terms of the stabilization of the mountainside above the catch fence, I know that there were some doubts when various things happened as to how stable that mountainside was. What has been done, and can we now with hindsight say more should have been done to stabilize the mountainside to prevent such large chunks of rock dislodging and tumbling down?
They have been up. We've had teams of workers up there taking in patches where the soil is a little unstable. And bearing in mind, you know, this drought that's caused our dams to fall has also had another bad effect in that, you know, that big fire happened in March 2015. And one would have hoped by now the vegetation would have reestablished itself, because it's a combination of both wind and water, funnily enough, wind being a bigger factor, which can lead to sand being eroded beneath rocks. And then if there is water or strong wind, the rocks then become dislodged. And the catch netting did catch a hell of a lot of the rocks. It's just that we need to go in and re-strengthen one or two areas on the Chapman's Peak side over about probably a 50 to 70 meter road area where there is a current danger.
There's been a lot of unhappiness about this contract with Entellini. There have been all sorts of accusations. Your predecessor, Robin Carlyle, was very, very keen to get the province out of the contract with Entellini. That seems to have proved impossible. Do you know how much this is going to cost? Who bears the cost of that? Is it the Western Province taxpayer? Does it come out of your department's funds? Does it come out of Entellini? Is there any kind of cost recovery? How does that work?
Well, let's just say that the cost of the repair here is probably going to be close to R1 million. It costs both the province and Entellini, and of course the real cost to us as government is that obviously it it limits options for commuters who want to go the shorter route on the toll, as well as the tourism industry. So we're going to do our best to get it back into play as soon as possible. Robin, you know, there was a complicated process that went through around the renegotiation of the contract. And in our opinion, Robin did a sterling job at the time together with Antonini to renegotiate the contract in the interests of both the government, Antonini, and the commuters who need to use that route.
Spoken like a politician. Oh, he is a politician. Thank you very much. Donald Grant, the MEC for Transport.